Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, where we talk about weird news. Last time I checked, I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Ravina.
That's, Tasia and Ravina, I'd like to go ahead and note, are very real.
More like the real Ravina.
Yeah, yeah.
Just rolls off your tongue.
I'm making fun of you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be cute here.
He just loves it.
Yeah.
Jordan just loves it.
I do. I think that's the problem.
You're just mad because you don't have like a nice hype man nickname to go by. You're just Jordan.
I've got tons of hype man nicknames.
Do you?
Yeah, I do actually.
I wish you guys would have seen his face, his expression when he said that. He was just so taken aback. Like, I have no idea.
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
I must not. I must not have any idea at all who I'm talking to. Give me one of your names, Jordan.
Well, sometimes people call me my last name, Giles.
Jordan Giles. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll just say, "Hey, Giles."
Right?
It really does.
Yeah. Sounds pretty professional.
Seems like a superhero. Yeah.
I don't know about superhero.
I don't know.
Let's not take it too far.
My Wu-Tang name generator has called me Amateur Wanderer. So.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, amateur wanderer.
Wanderer?
Yeah.
Like you just wander around?
I'm an amateur wanderer, yeah.
Why amateur?
It's the Wu-Tang name generator. I don't have any control over
it. I would hope you'd be good at wandering around.
It's how Childish Gambino got his name.
Childish Gambino is an interesting name. Donald Glover.
He got it from the Wu-Tang name generator. The same thing.
He's actually going to be a father now, Donald Glover.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. You guys
like
seen
him.
His new show, Atlanta? I mean, I know it's not weird news, but have you guys seen Atlanta yet?
It's good, huh?
It's great, yeah.
It's good.
I'm a big fan.
I like his music and his acting.
Well, in fear of not sticking relevant to the topic that we've decided to make our show about,
and
we're
going
to jump right into
right?
it. Yeah. Tayshia, you want to start us off with your weird thing that you do?
Yes. Since you guys are here for the weird news, this is what you came for. I have some new interesting discoveries for you guys. Might be a little nasty, but you know... Let's keep it interesting. Always keep it weird. Scientists have found a new ant species. And yeah, right? An ant.
They're still discovering stuff?
Yeah.
Ravina.
They're always discovering stuff.
What kind of question is that?
Literally.
I just said that for you, Jordan.
Every day.
I appreciate it.
One of the biggest things in our world, apparently, is scientists know less about our own world and then they do sometimes about trying to study things in space and other things like that. Like they know nothing mm-hmm. about what's actually going on in the world other than kind of, you know, human perception and whatnot.
Even then, we're pretty clueless on it.
So the way scientists found this new ant species was because the devil frog vomits it up.
What's the devil frog like?
The devil frog, you know, the little poisonous frog that's all red?
No. I've never heard of that frog.
Well, they call it the devil frog.
Wow. Can you give some backstory on the devil frog?
Well, I don't really know too much information on the devil frog. Obviously, that
apparently
you know,
it's just common like sense that me and Jordan don't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, you seem like it was very common fact. Like, oh, you guys don't know
the
about the devil frog?
No.
Duh.
What's your deal, Tayshia?
I don't know too much information on this devil frog other than the fact that they vomit, you know, crazy looking, devil looking, demonic ants, literally, is what they vomit up. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're poisonous and they're something that you should stay away
what
from.
What do these ants look like? Do they look different from regular black ants? So
they
we
do.
Know to
they have,
be careful.
Well, they're small, just like any other ants. I'm sure you can just step on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that scientists figured them out is because they're looking through, you know, microscopic information and seeing these little extra tiny footprints on the ground that didn't resemble a normal ant. Well, it resembled a normal ant, but wasn't the exact print of a normal ant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the still picture of this new species ant, it literally looks like a demonic ant. really, like a devil frog vomited up a demonic ant. So it has all these horns. It has like.
It has horns?
Yes, that's the weird part. And it's less than a millimeter long. You know, it's really, really tiny. So the pictures are super, super zoomed
in. So the devil frog vomited the devil ant.
Yes. That's what it sounds like.
I hear like footprints in a sand, I always imagine, and then there's a second set of footprints right next to it.
Yeah.
And that's the...
Well, and the weird thing is... And since you wanted to know so much about the frogs, I think that frogs are actually able to be used for scientists because since they're not able to go to specific small little areas that other animals go into and whatnot, scientists use these frogs because they know that they love to eat ants and other little small creatures. And since scientists are potentially able to find out new species literally because... from seeing what a frog threw up and seeing what the frog came up with, not necessarily came up with what was found in scavenger to eat. Yeah. So scientists actually use these frogs all the time to test out different animals, see what else is going on, and as well as just find new different things and, you know, in the forest and whatnot.
That's kind of cool that they find it from a frog's stomach.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you use the frog to get other things. It's kind of like a fishing pole.
It's a fishing pole for scientists.
For knowledge,
literally, because they literally flesh out the frog's stomach and just look at its contents and see what it was. So that's how they were able to find this devil's ant in there.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. That's really kind of makes me more interested in things. You
in
ever
frog
get that
stomachs?
Feeling? Yeah, no, like kind of makes me go, huh, maybe this world's worth looking at, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. So in some other interesting news, a Pittsburgh man faces penalty charges if he cannot catch a loud rooster.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. We all know, if you've been around roosters.
They're so loud.
They're loud, pretty annoying.
Yes. Really disruptive, yeah.
Very, very disruptive.
Preaching to the choir.
Exactly. I remember when I was younger, one time it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, a neighbor had a rooster, and a rooster just kept going off. My brother was like, who has a rooster? Who has this rooster and where is it coming from?
I feel like it's kind of, it should be a neighborhood consent given for another fellow neighbor that buys a rooster because it literally wakes everybody else up. Like, I have a neighbor that has a rooster, a donkey, and a bunch of geese. So it's like, hee-haw, cuckoo. You know what I mean? There's
your noises. You really just made every noise.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to get woken up in most places around it. Like, I live in the city, and yet I still get woken up to leaf blowers every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like,
too.
Animals.
It's just always something. People. Like, if you have you ever lived next to a fire department? It's the worst.
No,
that seems like a really bad idea.
That is, it's not something you would maybe privilege to. It's loud. It's not fun. And they come when they want. They leave when they come when they have to. So this man in Pittsburgh has 30 days to figure out where the noisy rooster is, or he will be penalized. And what's happening is he has a large farm. Mm-hmm. And he's also contacted the zoo as well as animal control to help him around this farm in regards to finding the...
nobody can find this rooster.
Nobody can find the rooster.
That's pretty funny. This rooster's probably just hiding behind a tree or, you know, hiding in little areas and making everybody annoyed.
And it's just so sad, the fact that he truly only has 30 days. And he's like, I've really tried. I've tried to find this rooster. I have no idea where it is on my farm. And people are continuously sending in complaints. Like you just said, Ravina, it should be a neighborhood thing that we all agree on.
But if he's on a farm, it's like a legit farm, then people need to understand. Like,
regardless,
you know, you live by the fire department, you can't necessarily file a complaint.
He's the owner of that property. He needs to get that rooster out of there because they want it to be taken to a legit farm out in an area where farm animals should be.
So it's
not in a residential area where people just have land.
So it's a farm
land.
In a residential area.
It's more like a lot of land.
Like just a couple acres and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. How much is he being penalized, you know?
It doesn't say his actual charges. It just says that he does have 30 days to get it done or he will be facing
it. I'm just picturing a stressed out elderly man and it's kind of making me sad now. And he's getting all the stress from a rooster that he bought.
And apparently residents have been complaining about this rooster for years. It's an ongoing situation that he's been dealing with for years and
trying to find
a rooster.
He hasn't found this rooster in years.
Nope. And now he has 30 days to find it. Or he's gonna face court problems. And the sad thing is that they're just like, officials are like, oh, you know, just put out some food and set up some traps. It should be that easy. But I'm like, if you've had pest control as well as zookeepers come and neither of them can help you.
You think a little bit of food's going to get this rooster out here?
Not at all. That rooster's finding its own food. It's been years now. So we're definitely going to have to take it to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with some more weird news.
Sounds good.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. And we're back with some more weird news.
Yeah, this one
our
actually...
specialty.
I know, right?
I hope so. This one actually is down the border all the way in the beautiful country of Mexico. This is about a kid that was trying to become a YouTube star, you know, very famous.
Aww.
Yeah, and he decided to sign up for AdSense, which for those of you that don't know, when you're making videos on YouTube and things like that.
It's crucial.
Yeah, it's how you get all your money, your big YouTube monies. So he signed up for it thinking, I'm going to get paid. He did not realize, though, that he signed up for the wrong thing. He ended up going with AdWords, which is something where he's paying for advertising.
Yes.
And now he owes Google $120,000.
That is so sad. So instead of getting paid, he has to pay.
It's a 12-year-old boy that did it as well. So let's go ahead and say this. This isn't like your run-of-the-mill 19, you know, still living with mom. Still living with mom, but 12. And she says it doesn't even make sense that it could just charge up that much because he was grounded from the computer at the time where, you know, a lot of the money was being taken.
Clearly, he was still using the computer.
But I believe how AdSense works is like...
It'll still regenerate.
You can set it up to... as much like so even if he wasn't on the computer and he set it up to 6 months or something like that, it'll still happen. And this is a mistake that I could see my 13-year-old brother making, like, because he makes YouTube videos and he's really into it. He makes like gaming ones about Minecraft, so I could totally see him doing this, but I better double check the picture to make sure it's not him actually.
Yeah, not AdWords, it's AdSense.
But I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think it's his fault or he should be like...
I think it's like he's 12 years old, you know? Yeah. I mean, I know we see a lot of these weird news stories where it's like, oh, he's 12, but that's a really bad thing to do. But, you know, it was an honest mistake. The mom was like speechless. I mean, I'm sure he's gotten in a lot of trouble. But Google has actually like called off the debt where they say he doesn't owe because
they made a public statement about it. Yeah.
That's a feel-good story.
Well, Google seems like a nice company. Like, you don't really hear a lot of stories of like, oh no, Google took from the little man. Google's in bed with Big Pharma.
Imagine that story that would have came out. I'm sure that Google would have just taken a lot of negative press if
they would have
tried
paid for that much money in publicity after.
Exactly.
You know?
Because it would have just looked so bad. The fact that this mom would have put out so much information saying like, my kid's 12 years old. He had no idea. I had no idea he was doing it. And the fact that Google's really trying to sue now me, the mother who's responsible for the child, $12,000 that mother potentially does not have to just give away to Google. So it was really great that Google did put out a statement saying that they didn't receive any payment for this and they proceeded to cancel with trying to receive payment for it. So that's really amazing.
Yeah, no. It turned out they're actually the good guys the whole time.
I know, right? Always there, Google. And that's really cool, too, because that just shows how diverse and amazing like YouTube is and YouTube stars are, that everybody is just trying to make it in some way. Like this little kid was in Mexico, you know, and literally trying to be a YouTube star, a freshman in high school, and he was just trying to make it somewhere.
It's nice how YouTube connects everybody.
But yeah, that's all stuff that, like, the story doesn't really teach you. I feel like that's, you know... Hey, kids all the time get to make YouTube videos. Everybody does the YouTube thing.
True.
And I feel like a majority of YouTube is 12-year-olds playing Minecraft, and that's totally fine. But, you know, good for the kid. He tried his best. But if we're going to move on, I think we should definitely talk about the Taco Bell sleepover.
Taco Bell, yeah. You think so, Jordan? I think so.
I'm really excited about this one. I actually really want to do it as well.
I know. Wouldn't that be the perfect place to have a sleepover?
I think so.
Don't you think it's like you could just easily just, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're kind of hungry, you might want some a little snack. You know, a Slurpee. There's just so many options at Taco Bell that you can get into.
So for those of you that don't know yet, get ready. There's a Airbnb Taco Bell that is happening in Canada. And it is going to be a place where you can stay inside the Taco Bell. I don't know if the Taco Bell is going to be open while you sleep, but it's going to have a couch, it's going to have a TV, a bed, everything that you're going to need for an Airbnb.
I would think it would be really inconvenient and just you know, not even around the purpose if they didn't make Taco Bell open.
Well, I think it's definitely a promotional thing. Like, it's something that's not going to last forever. It's just that they're promoting the steak double dia, which is also my favorite.
But I'm
thing
like,
from
it's
Taco Bell.
It's B&B. It's bread and breakfast. You know, I mean, bed and
it's
breakfast.
Bread and breakfast.
Bread, bed and breakfast. So that breakfast means, even though it's just in the morning, like, I'm expecting food, and if we're at a food establishment, I'm gonna want this to be.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's gonna come
all
with it.
Day,
that's a big
hours.
Reason to do it, right? Is just so you can stay and also wake up to greasy, cheap tacos.
But being the germaphobe that I am, I would never go to this Taco Bell knowing that other people have slept there.
It happened. It's in Canada, though.
I would not eat there. What do you do in Canada?
That would definitely be the weird part to me. Is like, how are they going to have this sanctioned? Are they going to have it separated? Or is this part the restaurant? Is this part, you know, for the B&B?
Oh, it's definitely like they take out the tables, and I guess it's a drive-through only for a bit while the outside with all the dining and everything. So, all the tables are now converted into furniture.
But they're going to continuously just do this flip over and over and over again?
No, it's only for a little bit to promote. Like, I think it's only for like a week.
So literally just to promote like a new Taco Bell, like, hey,
yeah,
come
yeah,
to Taco
the double
Bell.
Dia thing, like the steak.
Oh, I was thinking like they were literally making this total Taco Bell establishment into a whole bed and breakfast situation, like all the time.
Oh, no. It's just going to be like a nice place to stay instead of the dining area. You've got a bunk beds. You've got a big flat screen TV. It's got
couches. The crazy thing is, you know how you said they put all the tables and stuff maybe potentially outside when, you know, the beds and stuff are there? But it looks like in the pictures the bed is just sitting on top of one of the tables.
Well, it's going to be a one-night-only contest. Okay. And along with that, it is going to come with a Taco Bell butler. So this seems like a fun thing to do. Like, I'd
cool.
love to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like a good life experience.
So you changed your mind?
Yeah,
since it's for someone, since it's for like a one person thing to win instead of it being like an unsanitary.
I thought it was like an everyday
hotel.
Thing.
No, it's not like from now on here we live in the Taco Bell.
Or like they rent it out whenever they feel like. If it's just a one time thing and I know they're going to sanitize
and it's a contest,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the fact that knowing it's a contest, yeah, I will. I'll eat there.
All right, yeah, me too. I'd love to stay in the Taco
yeah.
Bell.
Yeah, and I guess it's for them to promote their new steak. Double dia, like
yeah.
their double quesadilla steak, you know?
It's my favorite.
Yeah, sorry, Americans. This contest is only for Canadians.
Another weird story here to share with you guys. Have you ever seen somebody give birth in Walmart?
No, I've honestly never even seen someone actually give birth at all.
What do you mm-hmm. think Americans are like?
I know,
like,
sad.
We're just
the,
really
the first
watching
episodes
people give
you
birth.
Asked if we bring hand grenades to protect us in stores. Like, what? Do you, it's like a caricature of.
It is. I don't know. But in Utah, a lot of customers that were just, you know, getting their cheese and their salads seen a woman give birth. A mother gave birth at a checkout line at Payson Walmart after paying for her merchandise. So the mother was in checkout 11. And she wasn't feeling good, and she was trying to pay for her merchandise, and basically the employee was like, no, ma'am, just take care of yourself, call 911, because they could obviously see she was very pregnant and kind of figured that she was going into labor at the time. And the lady insisted on paying for her merchandise. She paid for her merchandise, bent over, rolled over, and started giving birth. So immediately the employees were running, getting sheets and blankets, anything they could find to try to cover her. her husband was with her, and she successfully gave birth to a baby in aisle 11.
Yeah, and they renamed the register the baby register.
The baby register.
The baby register.
So instead of, like, number 7, it's 6, baby register 8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be like register 11, register baby. You know, like, it's literally, that's the name. It's no number anymore. It's just baby.
Well, I wish all of my stores that I go to and frequent had babies that were born there at some point. It just seems like a nice way to end a day.
The Walmart cashiers turn into nurses for a second.
Yeah, that's just very concerning for the woman who gave birth, honestly speaking, because...
It sounds like a Lifetime movie, I gotta say that.
Yeah, or just something weird. Something just off. It was on, you know... Just History Channel, one of those never, you couldn't solve this murder, couldn't solve this thing, one of those type of shows, because why would you do this, lady? Why would you, you know, she knew she had some type of pain, stomach pain.
Well, she couldn't hold it in anymore. She just, but this was her third child coming.
So she was just like, I'm used to it.
So it's like after you have your first kid, it's way easier for you to go into birth because your body remembers how to do it if you do it within 5 years.
Oh. Yeah.
But.
But she was still at Walmart. That's the problem. Like, she had pain
mm-hmm.
and then didn't decide to go to the hospital or even call any help for assistance. You could have called your husband, called somebody else to come and help you.
Well, her
husband just decided to stay and pay for the stuff at Walmart.
But I think at that point, like, when she started going into labor, it's kind of like an instant thing. But I see what you're saying, because what if, like, she was already near the market? You know, people have due dates.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be going to Walmart close to my due date.
Well, regardless.
Close to your, afraid that, like, you could have the baby there?
Well, I'm so scared,
She most likely was trying to induce pregnancy. Like, that's a big place to walk around. She
Wait, hold on. Why are you avoiding is it all grocery stores when you're near pregnancy? Like,
oh, sorry. I would not want to go shopping when I'm pregnant. No, not happening. You know how slippery the floors are? I could just picture myself slipping, falling over.
I'm going to regret asking this. What other places would you not want to go to besides an obvious bar? Like, give me something you know I'm going to still go, like,
okay,
Ravina.
Where would I not want to go? I wouldn't want to go to work. I would be off work. I wouldn't want to go to the grocery store. I wouldn't want to go to any high traffic areas. I would not want to go. Like, if I had other kids and I was pregnant, I would not want to take them to the zoo, the fair. That's pretty normal, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the grocery store one. I don't know where I was expecting to get out of that. I guess we can't find another grocery store. I think you'll be fine. Like,
I feel like I wouldn't even want to sit in my car.
Okay, now we're back to that one being a little bit out there.
Because what if something happens? I don't know.
Then you drive to the hospital.
Yeah, I'll be in the car.
I'm having the baby. Well, I'm not getting in the car. I don't know what to tell you.
I would just pull over and panic. Let's be real.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. So we're going to have to go to a commercial break. I need to, like, process that. And when we come back, we'll be finishing up with the last of our news. So stick around, and we'll see you guys very soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, and we're back with some more weird news.
Yeah, we got to talk about some kids that have been clowning around lately.
I know. Clearly, they've been continuously clowning around all over the country, just popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're just taking the clowns and running with them, especially two teens who made online clown threats that are facing serious charges right now. So basically, two 15-year-old students sent Facebook messages warning high school students not to attend the school football game on Friday because clowns would harm them. And the students, you know, changed their profile picture on Facebook. And after, when they were talking to the police, they said they did it to have some fun. And a parent actually seen this disrespectful online activity and reported it to the police. And now they're facing charges.
They're actually facing felony charges. Mm-hmm. And because you can't...
Terroristic threats.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because schools are already being shut down.
And shot at. And there's so many exactly. things happening.
And they're already being closed because of real clown threats. Mm-hmm. So don't make a fake one. And then don't change your picture on your profile on Facebook to be a clown. Like, people are truly scared. There have been real incidences, real crimes happening in revolving these clowns, and the fact that these kids thought it was funny to just fake it and just so no one would go to the game. Like, that's not something you should do. That's not for fun. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Clowns are truly a really scary thing. Some people have a real phobia of clowns.
Do you have a phobia of clowns?
No, I just don't think clowns are a laughing matter, honestly. You know, I don't find anything funny about clowns. Even some clowns are like in circuses and stuff like that. They seem more annoying because mm-hmm. I don't squirt water in my face. I don't like, you know, to play tricks on. I'd rather just go to like a real magic show for all that little trickery. But the fact that these type of clowns are like coming up to you, either hurting you, scaring you. If you even see on social media, there's like a whole page dedicated to people showing how scared they are of all these spooky clowns happening over and over again all over the country.
Necessarily, I wouldn't say I'm scared of clowns, but now since this clown epidemic, sorry, has been happening, I would get scared. Like, if I was going to my car and I seen a clown, I would be very, very frightened. Wouldn't you, Jordan?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a clown and it's out of the context of a circus. I think any time I'm going around at mm-hmm. like night or anything and there's a guy in a clown mask, nothing good has ever happened from a guy in a clown mask.
At all. And the thing that's so sad is that these boys were only 13 years old, just some little freshmen, sophomores in high school, and they had the nerve, the audacity to post a link headlining on Facebook saying, student killed by clown from HMS, their high school, their middle school, I'm sorry. And then they had the nerve to like act like, you know, someone was really dead. And then, hey, someone died. The clowns are going to be sighted at this place. Don't go here. So the police were like, this is not laughing matter. You know, these antics will not be tolerated. And that's why they were charged with legit felony charges.
This is why I feel like you need to kind of monitor what your child's doing on the computer when they're like 13, because sometimes they don't understand the severity of it.
Yeah, you know, 12-year-old over here on Google buying things on, you know, thinking that he's getting paid from
stories.
Thinking he's getting paid from YouTube, and now these guys over here trying to scare people and trying to scare kids at their middle school because
this
they
clown
think
thing
are
we've
funny.
Been covering it since the beginning. Like, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, it continuously happens. There's been numerous clown sightings over and over and over again. Even one of my friends, his dad is the chief of CHP, and he was like, it's been a very serious thing in the police force on these clowns and getting these calls about them. A clown tried to take someone's baby.
Yeah.
Like, why would you? Don't walk up to a woman and take her baby.
That's way too far. This has all gone too far.
It's all gone so weird.
Imagine how the clowns that are actually in the circus feel right now. People hate them.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, really mad about it.
Yeah.
They took their jobs, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're getting really mad. Like,
because it's giving them a bad rep.
So bad.
I feel like they've done that to themselves for the most part. When have you ever had, like, oh, God, I want to be a clown when I grow up. Or, can't get enough of those clowns. I think that it's... I'm so sorry to anyone that's listening that's a clown. I'm sure there's so many of you, but, like, when have you ever been like, oh God, there's a doctor, there's a clown, who should I pick to date?
Doctor for sure. Definitely not clowning around with any of you clowns, because that's scary.
Like, I just says that.
I'm sure they're just going to, like, do something real off the wall one day. You know what I'm saying? It's not right. Not right at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to finish this up with one more story that also involves kids and heroin. You guessed it, the big two. So this kindergarten student brings 30 packs of heroin to his school.
Where did he get this from?
They do not know.
Child, where are your parents?
She, a teacher thought the five-year-old was playing with a candy wrapper. Mm-hmm. And this happened in New Jersey, by the way. Let me give that a disclaimer so you guys just kind of have an idea of why this is happening.
Over there on the East Coast.
Yeah, the East. They do it so differently there. So there was this kid, teacher thought he was playing with a candy wrapper. And when she looked in his lunchbox, she found 29 other packets, all filled with heroin. So the kid was taken to the hospital, and he was tested negative for heroin, not in his body. But the police have no idea where he got it. They're looking through his parents, asking what's happened here. They don't know, and or maybe they do.
I know.
It seems like it's very obvious. It's not like a purple zebra kind of thing. It's, if it looks like a horse, it's a horse, right?
So have police investigated in on these parents? So the parents clearly must not have any type of charges or any investigation going on with them and heroin, right?
Nothing has gone on about if they found out what or this. They're still investigating. But what is for sure is a kindergartner had heroin, which is the wildest show and tell story I have ever heard.
Wow, yeah. And then it's like you wonder, what was this kindergarten trying to do with the heroin? You know,
thank
was it
God
just like
didn't eat it?
Yeah, no, I don't think he knew what was going on with it.
Yeah,
I think he
just
thought
it was normal. You don't play with anything.
You don't play with heroin outside in your school. Like, you're not like, oh,
like
look,
it was
yeah.
like in a plastic bag. He just found
I think it was like a little
stuff.
Wrapped packet. And I don't know if he found it like on the street or what, but
I'm sure he had to find it. A little kid, you know, they'd be finding things. If no one literally knows where it came from, like his parents have no idea where it came from. His parents have no, you know, suspicion, problems with any heroin, drug paraphernalia. And the fact that the kid had none in his system as well either. Like clearly the kid didn't eat it. He didn't try to do anything with it. He just found it and was like, oh, this is cool, and kept it pushing. It probably looked, for all we know, like a cool rock or something that it was might have been in, you know, like that he found on the ground, mm-hmm. and somebody else was trying to hide it. You never know. Somebody else was running away from the cops through their heroin, and kid picked that up one time.
Imagine, who knows?
Imagine how much money that kid would have got, though.
He's five. I don't think he would.
He would have known anything.
Yeah.
So did his parents find the heroin, or did the teachers find it exactly?
The teacher found it, and she saw in his lunchbox where he had 30 little packets in there. So,
In
his lunchbox, yeah.
Mm. See,
that
now
kid was trying to get paid.
And he's five.
He's five.
Five, yeah.
Did the parents put it in there trying
see,
to
that's,
no,
that's,
harm
that,
the
I'm
kid?
Pretty sure that's what happened. Not to harm the kid. I'm sure that, like, parents had heroin, and look, oh, little Jimmy took it, so.
Yeah, somebody in his family, if they're in packets, somebody that he's close with and knows is dealing with some paraphernalia, and he found it. That's what it seems like.
Charges need to be pressed because this little kid could have died.
This is huge child endangerment right here.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, they get to the bottom of it. Plus, heroin, that's a pretty bad drug. I mean,
yes,
that's not good to keep around, anyways. But with that, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah, it happened already.
Went by way too fast.
So if you guys enjoyed us, you can check us out on gsmcpodcast.com. Also on Facebook, you can like us there. You can follow us on Twitter. We're on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, just, you know, about everywhere. So
you cannot get rid of us. I hope you don't want to either.
Yeah, so if you guys enjoyed it, stick around for next week. And in the meantime, have a wonderful day.
And we'll be back soon.
Yes. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.